page 36. Report on State and Federal Legislation by Frank Welty, Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs. State Legislation. As I write this article, this year's state legislative session is winding down. With the exception of the state budget, which isn't yet in place, several bills of interest are now awaiting the governor's signature. SB 1491 will, among other things, make it easier for guide dog schools to offer in-home training in California. CCB and GDUC are supporting this bill. Two bills, AB 584 and AB 1781, will authorize the implementation of neighborhood electric vehicle transportation plans, respectively, in certain communities in Amador County and in the city of Fresno. CCB opposes these two bills because they don't address our concerns regarding the safety hazard that quiet NEVs present to visually impaired pedestrians. I intend to provide a more detailed summary of this year's legislative session in my next column. Federal legislation, the Motor Vehicle Safety Act, H.R. 5381, was amended to include language to establish a minimum sound requirement for quiet cars. This is a popular bill, so the chances are good that this bill will become law this year. Page 37, the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act, H.R. 3101, has been passed by the House of Representatives. The Senate has passed its companion bill, S. 3304. It's not as strong as the House bill, but it has most of the language that ACB wanted. Most notably, it will require captioned television programs to be captioned when delivered over the Internet. Authorize the FCC to require 7 hours per week of video description on the top four network channels and top five cable channels nationwide. Allocate up to $10 million per year for equipment used by individuals who are deaf, blind. Require televised emergency information to be accessible to individuals who are blind or have low vision. Require accessible advanced communications equipment and services such as text messaging and email. Require access to Internet services that are built into mobile telephone devices like smartphones if achievable. Require devices of any size to be capable of displaying closed captioning, delivering available video description, and making emergency information accessible. Require accessible user controls for televisions and set-top boxes and easy access to closed captioning and video description. We encourage you to call your congressional representatives and our U.S. senators in support of these bills. You can reach the office of your member of Congress by calling the U.S. Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121. You can get detailed information about all of CCB's legislative activities by reading my legislative reports, which will be posted regularly on CCB's website at ccbnet.org and distributed on our various email lists. You can listen to the reports by calling the CCB's toll-free phone number, 800-221-6359, on evenings and weekends. Check with the California Connection to find out when my next legislative report will be updated. For federal legislative information, please check with the Washington Connection at 800-424-8666 or on the ACB website at acb.org. Please write me at frank.welty@ccbnet.org if you would like me to send you my legislative updates and other advocacy information by email. Finally, don't forget to vote on November 2.